Good evening, James McKinney with my Science Hour for November 5th, 2020. What an incredible week we have had. This is a historical week. I missed a radio show yesterday with John Moore. I had a power outage, interestingly enough, minutes before I was set to go live with John. I did do a special show with the Power Hour on Tuesday. And Daniel Brigman invited me to be on to have an Election Day special. So I did that, and we really just kind of chatted. There was not a lot to talk about since the election was just getting going and there were no results in yet. Mainly we talked about the cheating, and I had given Daniel my latest edition, the addendum of the cheating study I did in 2016. Then we counted that with the actual votes in 2017. Then we hashed it again in 2018 for the midterm elections, and then just wrote another addendum. I'll go through some of those talking points here on this show. But the bottom line is massive cheating. Now, I want to tell you that I tried to get my information to Trump through many channels over the past 4 years, and now they are facing nose-to-nose with the prospect of losing election due to exactly what I was talking about. This all could have been prevented. All of this that's going on right now was preventable. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure really, really applies here. And now let's go back to right after the 2016 election. It was obvious that there was massive voter fraud on the part of the Democrats. It's the only way they win elections. Their strongholds are just massive cheating centers that have been there for decades. And my study made this clear, but I tried to get the information to Trump. So he sends out sleepy, bobbleheaded Mike Pence to do an investigation on voter fraud. And Mike comes back, tells the president, we found no evidence of voter fraud. I mean, how you had to be blind. You had to be retarded, stupid, blind, and a complete idiot to not see voter fraud, massive voter fraud, in the 2016 election. My numbers with three methods of mathematical regressive analysis showed that Hillary Clinton had gotten 17 million illegal votes. 17 million. And so they said that she had won the popular vote by 3 million states but lost the Electoral College. Well, those numbers don't add up. So anyway, I'm not going to go through that again. But my effort was then to get the Trump people to understand this and do something about it, and they did not. They willy-wallied around, didn't do anything, and were deflected by all of the Russia thing and the impeachment thing and the, oh my goodness, just the constant onslaught. And so in the 4 years, they did not do anything about voter fraud. And now they're looking down the double-barreled reality of massive voter fraud. And that's what the thing I said, too, is they lost in 2016 with massive voter fraud that Hillary Clinton was supposed to win. And she didn't even prepare, a speech talking about losing. She just had her acceptance speech prepared. And she went flipped out. And the first person that she blamed after the 2016 election was George Bush Sr., who was still very much active in the CIA. And it was the CIA that oversees much of the election fraud and the, it's very complicated. But anyway, the end result is that the 2020 election was ripe with voter fraud, just massive voter fraud. And so now they're discovering this, and then Rudy Giuliani gets up and he says, we're going to fight it. Well, this is after the election, and they're going to try to go to the courts with Democrat judges. All of this should have taken place and been cured long before. So Rudy was asleep at the throttle. He was off fighting other dragons, while the real dragon, the voter election fraud, They didn't touch with a 10-foot pole. And I actually, this went through Ted Cruz. This went through a bunch of people that were supposed to get my voter fraud study to the president. In his hands, Robert David Steele tried, John Moore tried, other people tried, James Fetzer tried, other, you know, just a lot of other people. I tried. I tried communicating directly with the presidential office, he has staff that look at things. This guy is surrounded by so much corruption in the deep state that you can't even shake a stick at it. It's impossible to get to him. And it sounds like he'll talk like, oh, he calls up this lady, you know, there's some human event that goes on, and he talks to the person, brings them to the White House, etc. Well, you know, that's fine and good, but I'll tell you something. He is surrounded by deep state operatives keeping him moving in the wrong direction. And amazingly, he has somehow maneuvered this minefield. And as a friend of mine said, until you get rid of the World Bank, until you get rid of the CIA, until you get rid of the Federal Reserve, until you get rid of the absolute corruption that's deeply rooted in Congress, the House of Representatives, and the people there who've been on the take for decades, until you get rid of that, you don't have a country. You know, the prospect now of having open borders and the government-mandated health care. See, if you had real full-blown Obamacare when the coronavirus thing hit, they would have just gone out and said, okay, everybody's got to have a vaccine. And you know, they'd be sticking needles in everybody. That would be government-required because everybody would be on a government program. And the idea that you would keep your own doctor, well, maybe, but even if you kept your own doctor, it would be under the government program. The Obamacare is all about the government owning your body. It has nothing to do with health care for all. Believe me, they could give a rat's behind about all the people out there, unless it's to buy a vote. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to mix this in with a little bit of information. Now, if you haven't seen the news, Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom, and many, many hundreds of other countries are going into another lockdown. England for a month. Australia is arresting people for crossing city-county borders to buy food. It's absolutely, absolutely crazy. And the whole issue going on in those countries, they are implementing the Great Debt Reset. And that's going on right now in those countries. They were trying to do that in the United States, but they didn't get that far. This election, now I got some feedback from some people. One of the producers when I was on the Power Hour, we were chatting during the commercial break, and he said they were talking to people who were voting for Biden. And this guy said, don't you know he's going to take away my freedom of speech and freedom of to bear arms, etc.? And this woman replies to him, I just don't like Trump. I just don't like him. And it's like, this is what people are voting on. They're voting on, I just don't like somebody. And let me, I'm just going to make a little sidetrack here, and I'm not going to talk this whole show about politics. I'm going to jump off. Got some very important science topics to cover tonight and some updates about wind generators and wind energy products, etc. But anyway, the election, when you come out anywhere close to 50-50 in a country, that means that half of the people are not getting what they want. So I had a suggestion. I said, why don't we have it this way? When you go to vote, you register to vote, and you register to vote for that person. And so what happens then is you end up with two presidents. And the people that voted for Biden get to support the illegal aliens, and the illegal aliens will come and live in their house. They will pay for the illegal alien medical care, etc. And those the people that voted for Trump don't get any of that. And so this idea that you have one president that represents everybody really isn't true. People would have to then be responsible financially for the result of their choice. The woman going, well, I just don't like Trump. I just don't like the guy. People like that would then be responsible financially for their decision. Her decision makes everybody else responsible for her decision. And so anyway, and I had kind of a quip. I wrote this to a bunch of people out in the talk show hosts that I'm on their show occasionally. I said, you know, the method of electing a president comes down to a few people in Georgia or a few people in Pennsylvania or whatever, you know. So I said, why don't we do this? We'll pick two women in Pennsylvania, two elderly women that make hot cross buns. And we'll have a hot cross buns contest, and the woman who makes the best hot cross buns gets to pick the president. It would make about as much sense. It would make about as much sense. Because after everybody in the whole country has voted, it comes down to cheating in Pennsylvania, and I can tell you from personal experience that there was massive cheating in Pennsylvania. And all of the Democratic strongholds have massive cheating. They have for decades. And the, like I say, the Republicans are just figuring this out now. Well, it's a little bit too late. What do they call it? Too late or some one of those expressions. And, you know, there's an old Western expression from the old Western movies. Head them off at the pass. And so what they should have done in this election is headed off the cheating at the pass. In other words, the bad guys are coming through this pass. They got to go through the pass. So you set up your ambush there on the old cowboy show. And you stop the problem before it gets to be a problem. Headed off at the pass. And so, okay, the point here was that this election should have been headed off at the pass. Oof. Okay, anyway, I'm going to go through my update on my voter cheating study that I just put out here. And by the way, I don't post these on my page because I'm not going to turn my page into a political agenda. I send this out to people. I know the Power Hour posted this. But my page, if you've seen it lately, by the way, go to my webpage. A lot of things have changed. It looks a lot different. It's not the real big, long webpage that it used to be. And I'm getting it prepared for another final stage that will look a lot like what it looks like now. Go also to the water filter sales page. I've separated out the books. The books used to be at the bottom of the sales page. And now I have the books on their totally separate sales page, very short, very concise. But go to the water filter subpage and click on the links that it's the top of my webpage, jmccsci.com. Go there. Click on the link, there's the Grow Tower link, then there's the JMCC water filter link. Click on that, and you're going to see a whole new view of my sales page. And before, the way it was, you had to scroll down through all of this other stuff before you got to what you wanted. Now, it's very simplified. It's a modern web page. And I still have one more step to create what's known as a responsive web page so that it looks good on your telephone or tablet or computer. And that's the next stage. But before I did that, I had to create the sub-page structure, the trees of subpages, etc., and then the way it would look. Now I can have somebody come in and, for a relatively nominal fee, take what I've got and convert it into a WordPress page, and that then will be responsive. It'll be have the SEO, all of that clocking of data, knowing how many people came to the page, how many people bought things that came to the page out of those that arrived, etc. So anyway, it's a work in progress, but go there and see right now what it looks like. And I'll be talking about products here in a little bit. Okay, but what I told these talk show hosts was what I told you, that we should fix the election so that a little old lady, two ladies in Pennsylvania have a bake-off. Maybe they'll make apple pies, and the one that makes the best apple pie gets to choose the president. That would make about as much sense as what's going on right now. And by the way, just before I get this started, I'm going to read off the states in which lawsuits have been pursued by the Trump campaign: Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, Georgia. And those are the four states, I believe, this morning that there were lawsuits. But these are massive cheating states. And I reported this back in my original study, especially Michigan and Nevada, where Detroit, I said this on the radio show with the Power Hour on Tuesday, as of the 900, there were 900 precincts in Detroit alone that had, in the Jill Stein recount, they could not recount the votes because over 900 precincts had voter fraud in which the boxes of votes had been tampered with. Then that's just one of the methods of voter fraud, is pumping votes, sticking votes, and changing votes after the boxes have been sealed. In case there's a recount, then it goes the way that they filled in the numbers. And there were people just writing in wrong numbers. Oh, the list goes on and on. So anyway, those are the four states where there are pending lawsuits. Okay, so let me pull up my study here. Now, this is the addition that I put in on Friday, and I mailed this around, as I said, I believe it was mailed to the Power Hour, posted it on their webpage, etc. But the one point that I wanted to make was that this election had more factors and more topics of contention than probably any election in history. If you go back to many of the big elections in history, there was a war on, and the people were all united in that war, World War One or World War Two, or say the Vietnam War era, where there was a lot of contention, but that was the big issue. There was one issue, or maybe two or three, civil rights, things like that, but there was one or two issues. Now you have dozens of issues and dozens of people trying to create fraud in the election process. So I'm just going to quick read the topics on my voter study page. And I talk, first of all, about the previous studies that were done, as I said, 2016 and in 2017 and then 2018. These studies were done. Okay, so vote harvesting. This is where they go door to door. They knock on your door and they say, hello, is Mr. McCanny here? No, they don't live here anymore. McCanny moved. Okay. So what they do is they take your information and name, they create a vote-in ballot and send it, but they never send it, and then they fill it out and they vote for Biden, they vote Democrat, and then they mail it in. And this is called voter harvesting. This is one of the methods of, and this election literally is being decided by mail-in voting. Which is a huge problem because it's not verifiable. And that's what these lawsuits are over. Because, for example, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Pennsylvania, Trump was ahead by 400,000 votes with 88% of the vote count in, with a lot of red counties, in other words, Republican counties, still out there counting the votes without their returns in. But it was very clear Trump was going to win Pennsylvania. The Democrats come in with 500,000 votes, 500,000 votes. So all of a sudden, Biden is up by 100,000 votes, all of a sudden, at the end of the day. And nobody got to see where these votes came from. Nobody got to see the counting. They just appeared. And so they had this already. And this is one of the things I said in my voter fraud study also, is that this stuff is all prepared. That was prepared years ago and long ago, months before the election. So voter harvesting is the first topic. Here's another one. Young people educated in liberal communist propaganda schools in the United States. Teacher union and education controlled by Democrats. These are controlled votes. And the youth vote, so you have students that were raised in schools that are now 18 to 20 to 22 to 24 years old, etc., and voting, but really have no clue how the world spins. They think they do, And I remember when I was in high school, I remember I was in grade school and high school and even college, I thought, boy, I really know what's going on. I didn't know anything about what was going on. I had no idea what the world was doing out there, who was running the world and the corruption and where the corruption came from, et cetera, et cetera. And I blamed certain politicians, but those politicians were just yes men. They weren't the real problem in the world. Okay, so anyway, continuing on here, I'm just going to cover these main talking points. Weather, local terrorism riots, power outages, NASA and NOAA false flags, many methods to prevent people from voting. Okay, so that's the next topic. Then the coronavirus, the CDC and the Bill Gates and the election influence that happened because of coronavirus. It was a major issue. It turned out to be a major issue in the debates and how the this whole thing was handled. It's something that really never was in an election before, is a worldwide pandemic with economic collapse of the entire world. We're never in an election before. There was the Great Depression. There was other economic issues, but not a pandemic like this. That, and even with the Spanish flu, it did not become an election issue, like you caused this or you whatever. Okay, then the great debt resets, which is an overall plan and program that works hand in hand, glove in hand, with the coronavirus. Just as I was saying, in Canada, Australia, UK, and dozens of other countries, especially those that have been under at some point the flag of the United Kingdom, the coronavirus and the Great Debt Reset are going hand in hand. So they're shutting down the English economy, Australia, etc., because of coronavirus, and then invoking and pushing in with a bulldozer this Great Debt Reset thing, where people have to turn over their possessions to the government. They are going to get a standard income. They will be under government health care. They're required to get a vaccination. Those that don't comply with all the requirements are going to be hauled off to happy camps. And that's where the United States was supposed to be with the with Hillary Clinton. Remember, she talked about in speeches. She said that there would be happy camps where they would take people and make them comfortable with the new world order that she was going to install. Well, you might be on the brink of that right now, because little old ladies and little old men around the country just didn't like, they just didn't like Trump for some reason. You know, they don't know what the issues are. They're voting based on loaf of bread, stupid ideas. You know, if the lady had said, you know, down the line and given real reasons why she voted for Biden, you know, you say, okay, she's thought about this, she's made a decision, that's her decision. That's the way voting works. But to just go, well, I don't like Trump. What? That's why you voted for Joe Biden, the most corrupt politician, 47 years in Congress, didn't do anything except line his own pockets. And along with, you know, hundreds of other, you know, Democrats and Republicans. It's not a Democrat thing. Okay, mail-in voter fraud. And I talked a little bit about that. That's the biggest cheating going on today in these elections. Then polls versus numbers at rallies. When Trump was pulling in hundreds of thousands of people over the weeks and months leading up to the election, Biden and Harris could not fill a grandma's living room with people. So how could you have these people, you know, pulling ahead and winning on the national election when nobody went to their rallies? Literally no one. Next topic in my study is the news media. Now, the news media, of course, has changed from news reporting and news analysis to simply making up the news. And, of course, they are owned from top to bottom, wall to wall, by the CIA. The CIA made its first purchase of news media in 1991. This is not really the first one, but in this current wave where they actually own the news media and not just influence it, when they bought Ted Turner's CNN. And Ted Turner became one of the good old boys in the worldwide New World Order Network. but handed over his news media to the CIA. And, of course, they buy these through, created companies, a list of proxy companies that own these media businesses. So the New York Times, Washington Post, the LA Times, the History Channel, Wikipedia, all of the social media, YouTube, Facebook, all of the social media, Twitter, everything was then supported. And you see these, this is what's funny. You look at this guy like Jack Dempsey, is that the guy's name, the Twitter guy? Or, the Facebook bozo. These people are not smart enough to, pound sand out of a boot if you had the instructions on the heel. They're not bright people. They're not billionaire smart people. Elon Musk is. I got to give him credit, but he's not a social media guy. He's a guy that makes hardware, sells it, and creates big businesses that are real. But the social media people are buffoons. They're idiots. But the way they got there is they're just the poster child for a CIA-backed operation. There are people that copy my work, flaunted around the internet, electric universe, this and that, but they're just idiots. And they're supported under the table by the CIA, have been since around the mid-2000s when the CIA came in and started promoting them. I could go on lists and lists of people like that, that they're just street people, martial masters, idiots like that, who were just, they're just idiots. And but they're being supported because they're useful idiots. They are able, or Michael Barra, is that the bozo's name? Has no background of any kind, creates all kinds of disinformation, and becomes a millionaire. You don't become a millionaire selling books on Amazon, boys and girls. You become a millionaire by being promoted by the CIA's drug money. And I'm not saying these people are selling drugs. They're just the benefactor of the cleansing of that money that comes out of the CIA. Okay, so anyway, the very last topic is the Electoral College. None of this fraud would be necessary if it weren't for the Electoral College. That's how Trump won in 2016. And by the way, I'm not a big Trump fan. I think there's a lot of things he's really missed on, etc. But there's one person that can take this country down very close to the correct path. The other ones are going to sell it out. They've already sold it out, lock, stock, and barrel. It's just a matter of how much they're going to get and how much the shaft you're going to get. Okay, so I'm going to close up this discussion on coronavirus, the great economic debt reset program, the voter fraud, etc., and turn my attention to a number of other topics here. As I said, go to my webpage, jmccsci.com, look at the new format. I want you to click on the sales page, and now for the last 2 weeks, I've been promising that you would get the a sales structure for the water filters for Christmas, where if you order two or three things, we could send them to two or three locations. And typically, I don't do that. Typically, I only have shipments to individual places. Like if you order two or three things, I would only ship that to one location. The reason for that is because shipping is very expensive. But as a Christmas present to you, what I've done is I've taken, for example, the water filters, the new terracotta stoneware water filters, which are pretty expensive to ship. They're around $40 to ship. So if I ship two or three of those to you, then you'd have to turn around and ship those to your loved ones as a Christmas present. So what I'm doing is you have to tell me this, by the way, in the order when you do your checkout, because that verifies that order, that these items should be sent to such and such address, and that you're okaying that with your credit card or your account or whatever you're paying with. And by the way, I do not save any credit card information. I don't have any of that. That's one reason I use PayPal as a checkout. because they take your information. I don't. I don't have a database of your information. And so you can check out with your credit card or debit card or whatever, or payment method. There's quite a few payment methods you can use. And now also, very important, I've been with PayPal for long enough, that when you check out, you can put your payment in 4 installment payments. That's available now. So especially for larger orders, when you check out, you can take your payment and spread it out over 4 payments. And they set that up, and that goes along with your checkout process. Or if you use your credit card, of course, then it's already with your credit card time payments. You can use that. But the new thing is that, and this is a new program, and I qualified right away because I've been a very good customer of PayPal for probably, I don't know how many, 10, 15 years. I don't even know. But you can have 4 timed payments. So if it's a $1,000 payment, you can have 250, 250, 250, and 250 over time. My Grow Towers also are that way. You can have up to 12 payments with the Grow Towers. That's right in the program. And that, of course, checks out separately. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. So go look at the webpage, the new structure. I think you'll like it. Much simplified, very simple, very straightforward. And each product has its own subpage. So if you want to buy the terracotta, for example, and so here's how it works with the terracotta water filters. These are amazing, they're beautiful, they fit in any kitchen. And if you buy one, you get 5% off and free shipping to the 48 states. If you're in Alaska or Hawaii or foreign or a post office box, you're going to pay extra shipping. Sorry about that. It's just I can only afford to pay so much shipping. But, okay, so you buy one terracotta water filter. It comes with 2 filter elements or with a package of 4 or 10 extra water filter elements. I will ship that to you free shipping, and 5% off your total order. If you buy 2 systems of these, that means you're going to buy one for yourself and one as a gift, or maybe both of them for a gift. That's 5% off the first one and 10% off the second one. And if you buy 3, it'll be 5% off the first one, 10% off the second one, and 15% off the third one. And we will send them to 2 places if you buy 2, or 3 places if you buy 3. Or you can send them all to the same place, of course, if your family is local and you know you don't have that second shipping issue. But if you're in New York, and your loved ones are in California, and you want to send them a filter and buy one for yourself or someone you know in New York, then we will ship it to those locations for you for free. That's a big deal. That's a lot of money, and then plus the discount. So that's the terracotta. Wonderful new product, because we don't get the stainless steel, and we'll never get the stainless steel containers anymore. And so that's the terracotta units themselves are made in the United States. My filter elements have always been made in the United States. And so if you buy, for example, replacement filter elements, they're on a big sale. They have like a much bigger percentage. They're like 15% off plus free shipping on the 10 packs. So that's another gift that you can give, free shipping, have it shipped to wherever you want. Okay, and now I have a very important announcement about the wing generators. And this is something I've just been encountering over and over again. And it's just due to the way, business is business. And so when you get down, and let me add this too, technology is technology. I only build relatively large wing generator systems. I like the ones from, like, say, 10 kilowatts and above, because they're much more efficient at capturing the wind, etc., than the 3-blade wind turbine types. And all of my equipment is world-class equipment. But here's the thing. As you get down to the smaller wind turbines, the wing generators, let's say the 2, 3, 5 kilowatt wing generators. I don't even make a 1 kilowatt because They're too expensive to make, and they cost too much for what you get out of them. But anyway, these smaller wind generators that are, let's say, 2 to possibly even up to 10 kilowatts, are relatively expensive because the tower itself is very expensive. This is a big piece of steel, and it's a disproportionate amount of the cost of the entire unit. And so when you try and compare this, still they're very good. They're very economical when you compare them to solar. Solar doesn't even sit in the same ballpark as any of these. But here's what happens. As you get down to the 5, the 2, the 3, the 1 kilowatt models, the wing generator is pretty expensive for what you get. And so the other issue is that the tower is a big piece of equipment. It's a big expense. But here's the thing that happened, and I'll just give you a little piece of history. When NASA invented the three-blade wind turbine, this is back in the 70s, what they did is they set up this stupid little thing in a laboratory and did some wind tunnel tests. And then they said, okay, this is the design that works really well, not understanding that they don't scale up. So a little generator with three blades that's, say, 2 kilowatts up to 5 kilowatts and maybe even up to 10 are relatively efficient because they can spin extremely fast. We're talking 500 RPMs here. That's the blade system spinning at 500 times per minute. That's like almost 10 times a second. That's spinning very fast. You cannot make big things. You can't make these things hundreds of feet tall and make those three blades spin fast. So the once you get up to, say, 10 kilowatts, the three blades don't work anymore. They just can't compete. They don't produce energy. The wind at low wind speeds doesn't produce energy. And the wind, even the high wind, just blows right through them because you can't make them spin fast. That's the issue. You cannot make big things spin fast. And so the point here is that if you get down to the little ones, the 1, 2, 3, and 5 kilowatts, and this is what a lot of people need on their farm or ranch or something like that, they are just as efficient. The wing does not give you any advantage at these small sizes. So as a result of that, and then also realizing that I'm leaving a lot of people unable to buy the wing generator because they're too expensive, these are relatively poor people. And so what I did is I went out and I found a solution. So I now have, on that small end, if people want the wing generator, I still can provide them. But on that small end, 1, 2, 3, and 5 kilowatt, and I might go up to 10, I'm still debating with that. I'm going to have to check the cross-check the pricing with the benefits, etc. But I'm offering these smaller ones in a three-blade design, simply because they are very efficient. And the benefit there is that I can charge a relatively low price. In fact, a price that's very much lower. And so I know the market is there because I've already tested the market. So what I can do is I can order a lot of these and get them made and have them in stock and then sell these as part of my product line. And now that might seem counterproductive, but people have to understand. They really don't make these in bigger models. They go up to like 5 or like even the 10 kilowatts, I think I'll probably just be selling the wing generator. But like I say, I have to make a decision on that. That's something I'm working through right now. But for sure, I'll be selling a 1, 2, 3, and a 5, or probably I'll just reduce the number of sizes here, like a 1, 2, and a 5 kilowatt, skip the 3 kilowatt, so 1, 2, and 5 kilowatt. So I don't have all of this stock. You know, if you have, it's like the hardware store. The more items you have to have stock of all of that stuff. So I'll just pick a couple sizes, maybe just a 2 and a 5 kilowatt or something like that, to offer to the public. And I'll be posting those on my webpage and have a separate little write-up about those. But the pricing for those, the other thing is you will be able to buy your own pole locally, and then it'll be a smaller pole and basically just a pipe. This also solves a problem for a lot of people that I could not sell the wing generator to that had big forests. Like the wing generator towers go up to 90 feet. But I had customers with trees that were 100 feet. It can't, that was not a solution for them. They had too many trees. So with a smaller pole, you can get up above your tree line with a stayed method and have some wind power, or find an area where your trees are not so tall. And that's another method of providing wind energy for some of these people that had too many trees. And if you have these massive pine trees, well, then I'm sorry, there's no pole that's going to get above those. We're talking, 150-foot pine trees or 100-foot spruce trees. No, that's too big. Unless you cut those trees down, which I don't want you to do, you're not going to get wind energy. You're not going to get solar either because of the shade and et cetera. So anyway, this is a major, major announcement. And I had to come to this conclusion because there's a lot of people I was leaving unable to get a wind energy system. When you calculated what a solar panel system would do for them, it was very expensive and it didn't provide. I mean, you couldn't. Let's imagine that a refrigerator, a computer, maybe you have a one-horse pump on the well. These are the kind of applications you have at your location. You don't need a 10-kilowatt system. You don't need a 25-kilowatt system. You need maybe a 5-kilowatt system and maybe even a 2-kilowatt system. And, you're poor. You don't have a lot of money, but you can justify a certain amount of money to get an energy-independent system. Plus, this gives you energy independence. So the bottom line is with the small wing generators, the 2, 3, 5 kilowatt wing generators, I was leaving a lot of customers without a solution. That's my point. So I went out and found a solution. It's a very good one. And there are people who will say, no, give me the wing generator, because the wing generator gives you a lot of energy at low wind speeds, whereas still that 3-blade wing generator is not going to do it. It's not going to give you a lot of energy if you don't have a lot of wind. So there's a couple factors here. I'll just repeat. The small 3-blade, multi-blade, these are blades, not wings, these are blades. The small ones are relatively efficient, and I'm going to explain why that is. I'm going to explain to you why that is. And also the cost factor. These small ones, I can get them manufactured at a very reasonable price. And so I can sell them to you for a very reasonable price. And when I have them made, I'm going to have them made, 200 or 300 at a time. So I'll be taking in orders of that much product, and then I'd be able to turn around and sell them to you at a very reasonable price and ship them in a reasonably sized container, etc. You don't need a shipping container to ship these, and you can put them in yourselves. Very simple instructions. You can buy your pole yourself locally, and that's something that we don't have to ship to you or manufacture. And, the pole is a significant amount of the price. So let me go into some physics here of how wind is captured to create energy. And so imagine you're the wind. Say you're you're little atoms in the air and it's moving. This air is moving, and that's what we call wind. It's a result of electrical currents in the upper ionosphere, which are a result of the electrical currents that are in our solar system, and that's all explained in my work dealing with the electrical nature of the solar system. Okay, wind down at the surface of the Earth has, first of all, the air has a density. So the higher you go up the mountainside, the less energy you're going to get out of the wind because the air is less dense. You don't have as many molecules pushing against the wind system. Okay, so now what happens? Let me explain why the big 3-blade wind generators don't work first, and then we'll get back to why the little ones do work and are relatively efficient when compared to the wing. Okay, so the big ones, what happens? You got those three big long, 100-meter long blades out there, and they're moving around at around say, let's say 16 RPM. That's about what they turn at. So that's once every 6 seconds. That's how long it takes those blades to move around. 6 seconds before the blade comes all the way around. Now, you have the wind blowing in at, say, 30 miles an hour. Those blades are essentially stationary. They are capturing about 3% of the wind that touches them. So the wind comes in, and say a 30-mile-an-hour wind, the wind is 50 feet beyond the wind tower, the blades, etc., before the next blade comes around. So all of that air is just blowing through the three blades. There's nothing there to capture the wind. How are you going to generate energy efficiently? And that's what the wing generator does. It not only captures the energy, but it puts it rotating in the rotary direction, and that's what the patents are all about. And there's a lot more detail in the patents, etc. And so that's what makes it capture a lot of energy from the wind. The other part of it, of course, with the wing generator is that the power head, the thing that generates the electricity, is low RPM and high voltage. So you have a high amount of energy produced, and you don't need big cables to get this energy out. You need very little, very small cables because it's high voltage, low current. Okay, so anyway, those are some details about the wing generator, and all that is, like I say, in the patents, etc. But that's why the big wing generators do much better than the three-blade wind turbines, which simply don't work. And as Warren Buffett said, those things don't work. They don't produce any energy. He was just there for the tax credit. This guy doubled his wealth. He doubled his wealth from $2 billion to $4 billion in 1 year because of tax credits on three-blade wind turbines. Yeah, he just played the system. A smart guy. He took it for what it's worth. He had enough money to get these contracts, install these things, and a year later he sold them off and dumped it all and made his money and walked away. Clean cash. You guys paid for it all. Everybody listening paid for his $2 billion net worth increase over a period of 1 year because of tax credits for three-blade wind turbines that don't work. And most of those never produced an ounce of electricity because the power company would pay them for not producing electricity. Anyway, that's another whole story. So that's why the big ones don't work. Now let's go down to the little 1, 2, 5 kilowatt three-blade wind turbines. First of all, you can get something that small to turn fast. 200, 300, 400, 500 RPM. You can get them to spin fast and they'll hold together. There's methods that are used to keep them from vibrating a lot. Some of the earlier ones had vibration problems and noise problems, but they pretty much cured that by design effects. But anyway, here's what happens. Those blades are spinning so fast that now let's look at that 30-mile-an-hour wind coming through. The blade comes by, okay, takes the energy out of the wind, and then relative to the wind, 1/2 inch behind that is coming the next blade relative to the wind. So imagine you're the wind blowing through this system, and here comes a blade, whoosh, and you move 1/2 inch, and whoosh, here comes another blade, and whoosh, you move 1/2 inch, here comes another blade. They are utilizing, in other words, the blades, even those are three skinny little blades, they are capturing the energy from that entire region, that circular region, that the blades are spinning in. So they're relatively efficient. In that respect, the wing generator is not much more efficient. And the wing generator with its more complicated electronics, etc., what you can do along with the three-blade wind generator is you can put more of the control electronics in a different location, and so all of your control electronics, etc., are much less expensive. You're not there to get industrial power. This is not going to provide you with 480-volt, three-phase AC like the wing generators will do. This will not give you, you might be able to get a single-phase 240-volt out of it, but typically it's 120-volt single phase, 60 hertz, regular wall socket energy. Well, what can you do with that? Well, you can run a refrigerator. You can run a well pump, a one horsepower well pump. You can run another pump that maybe does irrigation for your garden or greenhouse. You can run lights, a computer, television, internet. That's what you can run off of a 2 to 5 kilowatt system because it's not producing energy all the time. And then you can put a battery pack in and you can make the battery pack bigger. And then you can get yourself a little Honda generator, you know, like a couple kilowatt little Honda propane generator, hook it up to a propane tank. And for a very reasonable price, now you've got a guy who's running his little 5-acre hobby farm, getting off the grid. You see where this is going? Okay, so in fact, this last week I talked to a guy, and he wants a wing generator. He wants 2 5-kilowatts, or maybe he wants a 10-kilowatt or something like that. But, you know, the price is up there, and I know the guy is you know, these are not all wealthy people. If I had my choice, I would sell him a wing generator. You know, it's going to last a lot longer. The voltage is higher. There's not the big cables coming to the batteries, etc. You can run a much bigger battery pack. It's industrial equipment. It's not like home variety equipment, etc. So these three-blade wind turbines that I'll be selling are, like, I would call them home quality. And that's fine. And they'll last, you know, 10, 20 years, maybe longer. There's probably, you know, there'd be some out there that'll last 30 years. And they're a lot less expensive. The number of batteries you have are fewer. That's the thing. The wing generator, make no mistake about it. You take a 5-kilowatt wing generator and put it next to one of these, the wing generator is industrial level equipment. It's much different animal. It has high voltage. It has a lot more batteries, a lot more battery power backup if it's off grid. If you're off grid, you can have a significant battery pack. You can put a much bigger inverter on there. So say you have a 10-kilowatt wing generator, I can sell you a bigger battery pack and a 20-kilowatt inverter. Now you can run industrial 460-volt three-phase out of your 10-kilowatt system and with a big battery backup and possibly a cut-through diesel generator, 10-kilowatt. Now you've got some serious industrial equipment at your location. The three-blade thing I'm talking about here today, introducing, is not going to do that. So if somebody wants serious industrial power, I sell them the wing generator. That's what it's designed for. And it's going to cost money. It's going to cost a lot of money. But if the guy says, you know, I just don't have the money, and I'm not going to be running that much equipment, and I just want my house to run, and maybe the barn, and maybe I got a greenhouse where I have an automatic watering system, you don't need that industrial quality equipment that comes with the wing generator. You can get by with one of these home systems and not pay as much money. And there's a market there, and I'm going to be in that market. Because I already got the customers. I've already turned them down from selling them a wing generator because they just didn't have the money. They, you know, it was too big of a chunk for them. They didn't need the industrial level of power that I was offering. And now I can offer that, but only up to 5, like I say, possibly 10 kilowatts. But that would be somebody that needs 10 kilowatts have some application. Maybe they've got a pump, like a 1.5-horse pump that they're running for watering industrial, maybe a field that they run on a daily basis. They could get by with one of these home systems to 10 kilowatts. Okay. There, that fits. So the one thing that I do with every customer is I sit down with them and spec this out. Because I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Just because you don't have enough money, if you have big power requirements, I'm not going to sell you a cheap thing that doesn't work for you. I'll just say, you don't have enough money to buy the system. When you have enough money, come back. That's what I'll tell them. Because I'm going to be honest with them. I'm not just out to sell people something. By the way, I now have 4 brands of backup generators, home generators, and primary power generators that I can sell to you. So I have a really good selection. Some are diesel, some are natural gas, LP, liquid propane, and I don't deal with all with gasoline. No, if you want that, go to Home Depot. Go to Menards and buy yourself a little Honda generator or something like that. I don't deal with that stuff. But I can get like industrial-sized generators. Like, say you're a contractor, you need a 10 or 15 or 17 kilowatt on-the-job generator. Yeah, I can get you that. But my main focus with the generators, the backup generators, the diesel, the et cetera, is to sell those to my wing generator customers. That's why I'm in that business. I'm not in there. I don't make much off of those. Very little markup on those. But I'm there so I can spec out a system, choose the right one, sell it to you, and then also provide you with long-term maintenance and delivery and all installation, all of those things. I have set up with the companies where that's a package deal. That's all included. So somebody can come out to your location, set it up, hook it into the wing generator, which is another hookup. So anyway, the wing generator stuff is industrial. The three-blade little turbines, 2, 3, 5 kilowatt, are home systems, much simpler. You can install them yourself very simply. A couple buddies come over some afternoon, you get it all installed with a generator backup if you want. Anyway, go to my webpage, jmccsci.com. Remember the Christmas sale on the, especially the terracotta stoneware water filters. Buy one or two or three, get that 5, 10, 15% discount. And we ship it to two or three locations, whatever you want. You cannot split up orders, by the way. You can't order one thing and say, well, I want part of it to go over here. So single products cannot be split up. Okay, so anyway, go to my webpage. And then also the grow towers, remind you that I'm selling those grow towers. Very good response to that. That would be a wonderful Christmas present as a grow tower. And there again, you get the free shipping to the 48 states that's included in the price. So go to the webpage, jmccsci.com. And by the way, just a note about politics and the national election and everything. We got to start living our own lives. And I'm afraid that government is going to become too big again very quick if the Biden thing comes out in the end. And they massive cheating. They wouldn't be any place near there. It would be 93-7% Trump over Biden in a real election. So anyway, go to my webpage, jmccsci.com. This is James McCanney. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we are at the crossroads. Good night.